Gary, first of all, your thoughts on playing so well and just getting a point?
Yeah, look, it's you know, in terms of all you can ask for as a manager is, you know, your players to go out there and perform and show that level of fire and of spirit and of quality, and that's what we got tonight. And yeah, the only thing that was unfortunate was we didn't get the one or two goals that we deserved. You know, we deserved to win that game. We were so dominant, you know, especially in that first half and even in the second half. And yeah, very clear cut in terms of deserving to win that game. But look, I can't be critical of the players. You know, I was very proud of that performance in terms of what they did, their attitude, the desire that they show, and the quality. You know, and that's, as I said to them, you know, that's what we want to show every single week. That's what we're working every day for. And unfortunately, sometimes in football, it does that to you. You know, where you totally deserve the result and you don't quite get it. But it's a point, and we need to keep that benchmark of what we saw tonight.
Straight out the blocks, quick. Didn't allow Swansea to settle into their rhythm. Was that the plan?
Yeah, we were totally dominant, completely. And the only thing that missing was the goal or two. And that's the only unfortunate bit of the whole performance. As I said, you know, I'm very proud of that performance. They gave everything. The sheer attitude was amazing, you know, and desire to do the right things, play the right football and do it with quality as well. And unfortunately, they didn't get what they deserved tonight. And sometimes that happens in football. But if we continue on that way, which you know as well as me, that we work every single day as hard as we can to try and get that type of performance. And those players deserve a lot of credit for that performance tonight, albeit we didn't get the result that we totally deserved.
You gave Lee Campy's debut, never had a save to make.
Yeah, it'd be great if every game was like that, wouldn't it? But no, look, we're just working our way. You know, we've had a lot of credit to those players. A lot of those players, you know, have been through a lot. You know, when you consider last season, end of last season, what's happened over the summer. But what we wanted to show tonight was that what really matters, which is the football, and how hard we've been working at that. And we showed that within our performance. And that's what I'm proud of, and that's what we have to continue to do and make sure that we do in the games that are coming up and every game that we play this season.
Gary, there'll be nearly 20,000 Blues fans like yourself, can't believe you haven't won that game today. But how much encouragement do you take, particularly from that first half? Have Blues played better under your control?
Yeah, we've had very similar performances. We work every day, you know. I know the levels that these players can play at, and I know that when we get everything like you saw tonight, the passion, that the attitude was amazing. You know, some of the football that we play was perfect, and the only thing that was missing was the goals. And we know that if we continue in that way and we put it there, you know, facing against a team that's going to be fighting or fancy to fight for promotion and back, you know, to bounce straight back to the Premier League, when you can do that type of performance against teams like that, it just should give you confidence and it should give our players confidence, albeit we didn't get the result that we deserve.
You're building partnerships throughout the side with Michael and Harley at the back and Michael and Gary in midfield tonight. How impressed were you with your strike force? I felt they were a real handful for the Swansea defenders with Omar partnering Lucas up front.
Yeah, we were totally dominant all over the pitch, and you know, we've got a really tight-knit squad here. Everyone's very much together. Everyone's very clear when they go on the pitch how we want to work and how we want to play. And whoever's called upon, 100% you can guarantee that they'll give everything for that shirt. I promised that. I promised that at the end of last season. I promised it this season. And I think our fans know that they can't doubt that. And you saw the atmosphere tonight, how much they're behind everyone. We're very connected. We've been through a lot. You know, the club's been through a lot. And one thing that we do, and you saw that tonight, is that we stick together. And we have our way of playing, we have our way of working, and we're trying to put on that pitch every single time we step on it.
For a player like Gary Gardner, who maybe wasn't universally welcome, there might have been a few murmurs at the start of the game, is almost universal applause when he was substituted. And with performances like that, that's all he can do, isn't it?
Exactly, and it doesn't matter. You know, it doesn't matter your history or your past or anything like that. It's what you do in that shirt. And I make that very clear to the players, and the players know that as well. And you can see from them, you know, all you can ask for is, when you put players on the pitch, is to perform and give everything that they've got. And we got that tonight, albeit we didn't get the result that we totally deserved. We have to take that on the chin, no problem, and we make sure that we keep fighting for that standard that we saw tonight.